So there's a lot to chew on today, no pun intended. So we're returning to the Gospel of Mark after having taken that five-week detour in the Gospel of John. And so we're returning to Jesus and his ministry, and we're going to kind of catch up about that. We're going to talk a couple minutes about what ritual purity looks like. We're going to look at holiness as an inside job. And then look a little bit at destructive behaviors that are part of our human condition, all in 10 minutes or less. Can you do it? No problem. And we're going to look at the examen that you were handed when you came in. So when we look at that, look at Jesus, he's teaching again, and the Pharisees are catching up with him in order to say, we're not seeing you do what is our tradition. And the tradition of the ritual purity started in terms of avoidance of any form of death. So if you've touched something that's decaying, or blood from animals, or anything like that, that would make you impure. And there are lots of other pieces to that as well. Diseases, if you touch somebody who might be sick, or if a woman's in her cycle, or lots and lots of things that might contribute to that. And so when that began, that was part of honoring God, so that when you sat down, for example, to eat, you've washed, and it's a very complicated washing. But when you pick up the bread, you're picking up holy bread. So after you've purified yourself with water, you can't even speak before you pick up the bread, because it's all part of that honoring of God. So it's a pretty big deal. Well, we know from Jesus' life and the life he was leading, that ritual that was initially for the priests to do had become common tradition for everybody to do. Well, if you're a peasant, and if you're a fisherman, and if you're out walking around, you don't have access to water. So there was this great tradition that the priests honored. And then there was the small tradition that was what peasants could do. And that's what Jesus was honoring. So he's asking these Pharisees, why are you putting all this on me and on us when it's not a practical thing? You've taken what is a human thing and made it the law when it really wasn't ever the law to begin with. So they practiced the little tradition, but not the big one. So mostly what Jesus is talking about is the prescriptions about what you eat and purifying your bowls and your pots and pans and all of that. That's not what makes you holy. What makes you holy or not holy comes from inside your heart. And it isn't the heart like emotion, like we talk about heart. It's heart like the mind and your moral conscience. And so what things come from the inside, those are the things that can make you unclean. And so I would think that most of us would consider ourselves clean most of the time, in terms of a sense of that we want to do the will of God, we listen to the word of God. And Jesus is very clear about, and you need to do that, and that's what James was talking about in his letter. You need to do the word, not just listen to it. So I need to see this demonstrated in action. So that whole list of ways that we can get crosswise with holiness, I want to take just a minute with, because we don't often think about it this way. Wait a minute, I wanted to show you something first. I don't have the microphone around my neck. I can walk around, you know. So I put in the bulletin, wash your hands before dinner. Well, how many of us said wash your hands before dinner? Everybody had said that and everybody got told that, right? Did you ever come to the table and say you washed your hands, but you didn't really wash your hands? Or you look at your kids and go, could you try again, you know? Apologize to your sibling, your sister, or your brother. Well, you know what that looked like, right? In terms of, I'm sorry. And you know that had no heart, no mind, no anything behind it besides doing what was prescribed at that moment. Finish your chores before you go out to play. I was taught that a lot. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, are you really going to finish your chores? And did you sneak some here? Or how did that work? You have to save some money, some of your birthday money. Oh, bummer, you know, I don't want to save any of my birthday money. And so what's that about? Well, if we look at each of those things, there's a reason that we were asked for that, right? There's a reason that you ask people to wash their hands before dinner, especially kids. There's a reason that we apologize to one another to make peace. There's the external peace and the internal peace. There's a reason that you save some of your birthday money. And we try to teach kids about that and ourselves. Say, we can't spend all our birthday money either. And we know that to finish your chores before you go out to play, I'm not so sure about that one. I think play and then finish your chores would be where I am at this moment. So it's like, where's the heart in any of this? Where is the checking of the boxes? And I know growing up, there was a lot of emphasis on the checking of boxes. So, did I go to church every week? Did I go to confession once a year? Well, lots more than that. Did I do the things that were prescribed? Did I fast before communion? Check, 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 check. And where is the heart that went with that? It became part of something we did, but it had no connection to our heart. It was just an outside thing. So when we look at that list that Jesus came up with, there's nothing on the outside that can make us impure. But on the inside, we can be impure. So promiscuity is plural because there are all kinds of situations in life in which one sells oneself for interest. When we sacrifice our values and self-respect to get ahead or get personal favor, even engaging in insincere flattery to gain an advantage. I'll butter up this person and then I'll get what I want, right? And it's a way of dehumanizing people, your own self and others. So theft isn't just about stealing, or there's lots of ways to steal, because the goods of this world are all of God. So when somebody has a surplus and others are destitute, how is that not theft? Damaging a person's good name is stealing. Homicide or murder, any reduction of another person's life is murder. One can take away a smile or the joy of life with a curse, with slander, or you can kill with the tongue. There are many ways to murder. Adultery, there are so many betrayals and unfaithfulness to love and all the pursuits of selfish pleasure. Covetousness and greed that leads you to want to always have more and accumulate and put happiness in having more. Malice, the thoughts of thinking evil of others and looking for evil in others. Deception, anything that we do that is deceitful. Obscenity or wantonness is to have no restraint, to just want more and more and more and that I get to do whatever I want. Envy, we have a good idea about that. But that fear that somebody's going to take something from me. Slander and blasphemy is rejecting truth. Pride and arrogance, when one wants to be the center of attention. The last behavior that comes from the heart and ruins a person is foolishness and stupidity. It's a failure to orient in the right way the choices we make. So what do we do with that? So I offered you this examen that comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola. Does everybody have one, or does somebody need one? If you need one, put your hand up. Yeah, I guess everybody's got one. Susan, you did a great job. So this is a suggestion in terms of how you might reflect either in the evening or the next morning. So the first part is I give thanks. I give thanks for the graces and benefits and good things of my day. So when you look to the right and it says suggested prayer time, this is only a 15-minute prayer, is thanks is 3 minutes to really write that gratitude list. The second part is ask for help. I ask the Holy Spirit for help to discern my day with openness. Then the review part's kind of the meat of this. I review my day hour by hour to see how God is working in my life. And so when you pause to do that, you'll be able to see if you're a little twisted on any of these things. You can say, oh my, when I look back on my day, that wasn't exactly the cleanest way to do that. One of the things I'm working on is boundaries. Especially with my children, to stay in my lane and not volunteer to give them answers or suggestions. I know that parents, that's a very hard thing to do. So boundaries, one thing I'm working on. So when I'm doing my review, I look at, did I weasel my way into somebody's life and offer a suggestion that was not invited in any way? But it's interesting when you review to see, with God's help, what pops up. Was I seeking approval in this moment? Was I seeking security or safety, and that caused me to do this? And so it's just taking those few minutes to look and see. Then I respond. I respond to what I felt or learned in the review. So it's like if God brings something to mind, you say, what might I do about that? So it's almost like reconciliation, but you're doing this with God and you're saying, bring to my attention something I might work on, or that I might change, or that I might celebrate that I had a really good day. And then the resolve piece, I resolve with hope and the grace of God to amend my life tomorrow. So this assumes you're doing it in the evening, but you can do it in the morning looking back on the day before. So one of the things I think is helpful to me is to have a tool to use, right? It's one thing to say, we need to look at this holiness as an inside job seriously and day to day and say, how is it that I'm being holy, being in alignment with God's will, acting in the way Jesus calls me to? And if I'm not, then where are those areas that I need to work on? So for those of you on Zoom, if you email me, I will send you the handout I just gave. I wasn't able to get it scanned, and you wouldn't have been able to read it on Zoom anyway. So email me, and I'll send this to you. There are prayers that go with this, and I encourage you to try it. Maybe for the next month, even if you can do it a couple times a week, because we're going to be traveling with James for the next 5 weeks, and James is calling us to this holiness. So you might try it, and I've got the book that it came from if anybody wants to see it. So holiness is an inside job. And I pray for myself and for all of you that we can embrace that and that we can be sincere in the way we live. Amen.